Psalm 100 says, "Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He has made us, and we are His. His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good, and His love is eternal. His faithfulness endures through all generations."
Take me past the outer courts and through the holy place, past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see Your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priests who sing their praise. I hunger and thirst for Your righteousness, but it's only found one place. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holy of holies. an altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priests who sing their praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only found one place. Take me in through the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in through the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. And take me in through the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in through the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. And take me in through the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in through the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy. Cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy. Cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
This poem is called Faith. What is faith? Is it doing something fine for your church or beliefs? No, truly it's getting out of the boat, doing what God tells you to do, without questions. Do we need it? Whether you think so or not, everybody has a certain amount of faith, so yes, we need it. Why? To show by our actions and thoughts we are what we are. How you think is determined by your worldview, biblical or non. So what, why, and do we need is answered in this little poem, Thank You God for Faith. This one's called The Same. Whether you're white, black, red, or mixed, we're the same. Whether you're tall, short, or medium height, we are the same. No matter what background you come from, we come from one. No matter what you look like, what matters is what's on the inside. No matter what color, height, looks, or intelligence, we are the same. We are one because of even Adam, who gave us humanity, but God created them. So thank you, God, we are the same. Thank you.
When we first moved here, it was just beautiful. I'd never been where there was such pretty winters. And one morning we got up and looked out, and it was so pretty out there. The air was frozen. You know, it looked like somebody, had, like God, had just poured glitter in the air, and it was just gorgeous. So I was inspired to write this, A Wintry Morn. After the snow has fallen and the freezing temperatures arrive, the sun is shining brightly in the blue wintry skies. You can see the hoarfrost sparkling brightly in the air, the trees aglow in glittering white standing everywhere. The beauty of this restful scene is exciting to behold. Thank you, Lord, for eyes to see a wintry morn unfold. Call, O call on Jesus. Only my Lord knows the future, only He alone can tell of the future that's before us as we walk toward heaven or hell. He alone can heal the heartache of a sinner in distress, for He's walked this road before when He was made sin for us. He can guide you, Christian brother, as you are closer drawn to the blessed kingdom of heaven just a little farther on. Call, oh call on Jesus. Only He can point the way that will lead to life eternal at the parting of the day. Call, oh call on Him today, for tomorrow will be too late. For He's standing at your heart's door, please don't make Him wait. When we yield our lives to Jesus, He will walk right beside to help in our trials when we are tempted and tried. He is such a loving Savior, He's ever present too. He guides, protects, and pardons, He will always see you through. If your burden gets too heavy, your load too hard to bear, remember your friend Jesus right beside you there.
I like about Amazing Grace because there's so many versions of it. And this one's called Grace on the Rain. It was done by Todd Agnew, Chris Collins, Edwin Excel, and John Newton. You know, it reminds us that God's grace falls down on us and it rains on us. And sometimes we need to be reminded of that.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see so clearly. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, all my stains are washed away, they're washed away. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, all my stains are washed away, they're washed away. Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, all my stains are washed away, they're washed away. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, all my stains are washed away, they're washed away. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing your praise than when we first begun. Hallelujah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah, yeah. Hallelujah. washed away, they're washed away.
I'd like to say something before I sing this song. I told Mel I was going to sing an older song, but we just heard this one here a while back on the Gaither video. It's done by Aaron Wilburn and his wife. I don't know if you know who they are or not, but they wrote it together. And the name of the song is 4 Days Late. The news came to Jesus, please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watch their brother die. They waited for Jesus, but he did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, buried 4 days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here, the Lord's on his way. Martha ran to him, and then she cried, Lord, if you had been here, you could have healed him, he'd still be alive. But Lord, 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you waited so long. But his way is God's way, it's not yours or mine. And isn't it great when he's 4 days late, but he's still on time? Jesus, said Martha, show me the grave. But she said, Lord, you don't understand, he's been there 4 days. The gravestone was rolled back. Then Jesus cried, Lazarus, come forth. And somebody said, he's all right, he's alive. You may be fighting a battle of fear. You cry for the Lord, I need you, but he has not appeared. Friend, don't be discouraged, 'cause he's still the same. He'll soon be here, he'll roll back the stone, and he'll call out your name. But he's 4 days late, and all help is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you waited so long. But his way is God's way, it's not yours or mine. And isn't it great when he's 4 days late, but he's still on time? But his way is God's way, it's not yours or mine. And isn't it great when he's 4 days late, but he's still on time?
Got kind of Townsend feel. What I want to share mostly, I don't know, like just this experience that I had over 5 months. I'm not even sure how to tell it. Over 5 months, but then again, last week, my wife works for a road construction company, and the job this summer, starting in June, has been right in Yosemite Park. And is anybody familiar with Yosemite? Been there at all? I had never been there. And in the process, let's see, how best to tell us? I don't know if I want to start at the end and go backwards, or it may work the best, Curtis. I don't know, because I had no idea what this story was, and you know, I might get into the story and go, "Wow, that's one of those stories that only means something to me." But the first time we went, I got to go to Yosemite, you know, and I had these pictures in my head of these awesome things that you might see in Yosemite. And we're going to go down and check out the job at the same time. So we roll into Oakhurst, which is south of Yosemite, on probably the first week in June, or second week in June, something like that. not really thinking anything about it. Probably the reason we were going was we just got out of school. Well, it turns out that's kind of why when everybody goes to Yosemite is the first couple weekends in June. And I was absolutely floored as we approached the park from Oakhurst. When we were approaching the park, we hit stopped traffic with 2 or 3 miles to go before you even get into the park. It's car, 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 car. And people are getting out of their cars and walking. And finally you get to the park, the gate, and I think, okay, now we're in, like Disneyland, things are going to be happening. Well, there are things to see, but it's a large park. And it is just bumper to bumper. And any place you want to go to stop and look, people are circling, waiting for a parking space to open up so they can get out of their car for a second, jump out, take a photo, jump back in the car, and go again. Some people are parking where you're not supposed to park, and almost all the vehicles there, there are people from all over the world there. And also lots of people have rented something to take to the park. So people from all over the world who maybe have never driven in our country or it acts like it. Plus, they're now driving something they've rented that's much larger than anything they've ever driven before. And it's nuts. A real common thing is for a mirror, they call it a mirror slap, because somebody in a rental RV runs into somebody else in a rental RV going the other way. And it's just wild, because I'm used to living out here, where we live. You know, where if you got to wait for every place to park, you just don't go. You know? You know, I mean, I drove up to the Baptist church tonight, and okay. There's the parking's about right for me. I'll go in. And there's a place called Glacier Point, and there's one road into it. It happened to be the road that my wife's, Eagle Peak is working on. It's a road. Glacier Point is a place that overlooks, they say, a quarter of the park, but from there you can see Half Dome and El Capitan. You look straight down at the valley floor. And we drive in there, not knowing any better, and it's traffic, 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 traffic all the way into this place. And you get to this place where it's got lots of places to park. And finally we find a place to park. And there are buses parked there and cars. And it's amazing. And people are just crawling all over for ants, like ants. And they are people, again, from all over the world. Not only are these people you don't know, but they're speaking languages that, for myself, I'd never heard. I've heard Spanish and, you know, maybe a few others, but these were some languages it was Tower of Babel as far as I'm concerned. And people were literally just waiting, you know, for one, if you stood like where I'd like to have a little room like this, somebody would step in front of you to have that space. It was amazing. And then to get a chance to get up to the rail and go, okay, there's Half Dome, there's okay, let's get out of here. I can't take this. That was my impression of Yosemite in June of 2009. And I didn't give it a lot of thought other than I wasn't ever in a hurry to go back. I understood what Yosemite was like. And I don't know, after things, my wife continued to work there. I worked here. I started, the Holy Spirit put it on me, and I started to pray, Lord, help me to watch the things that come out of my mouth and also the things that I put in my mouth. And I became more conscious of the temple being a temple of the Holy Spirit and wanting the temple to take care of the temple a little bit more. So I started to do those things. Because I was doing those things, Weight Watchers helped. But mostly it was just the Holy Spirit guide me in that prayer. Lord, help me what I put in my mouth and what comes out of my mouth. And then I started to exercise and things I didn't know it. But in the course, you know, I lost about 50 pounds and didn't think about it till I went to the park last week, because they were working on the road, and because it's winter, now that road to Glacier Point is closed. But I wasn't thinking that much about Glacier Point. I was looking for a place to go for a jog or a hike. I was on the valley floor, and there's this thing called the four-mile hike or four-mile walk or something. I thought 4 miles would be about good. Well, I didn't realize really that they meant 4 miles one way. And what it was is it's an old hike from valley floor to Glacier Point. And, I mean, I picture the valley in my mind. It is sheer walls around you. So from the valley floor, it's to Glacier Point. But I didn't even think about it as I left. And it's now it's more like 4.8 miles because they've made it longer in order to make it less steep. And I was the first car there, and I got out, and I started walking, and pretty soon the trail goes up and up and up and back and forth. And I realize I am climbing the side of this mountain. And I'm going, and I realize, too, also that it's going to be a 10-mile round trip, but I'm into it. I'm going. And as I go, the more I realize that I'm by myself. I'm alone on the trail. I'm the first one in the parking lot. And I get to walk. And at some points, don't think I could make it, but I just keep taking another step and another step and another step until I come out at Glacier Point. I'm at the same point I was that we drove to 5 months earlier. But because that road's closed and because I was the first one, I am the only person there. Only one there. And I got to walk up to the rail again. I'm the only one there. And I realized how much has changed since 5 months without me realizing it. How much I've changed, how much things have changed. And what God had showed me with all these people around, on this day last week, He showed me just me and Him. And I got to stand at the top of Glacier Point and look at Half Dome and just say, thank you, God, for Half Dome. And thank you, God, for El Capitan. And hey, thank you, Lord, for the valley floor. And help me, Lord, get the 5 miles back down there. But I don't know. It was one of the most beautiful times I've ever had with the Lord. After walking with Him for 20 years, sometimes right with Him, sometimes not right with Him, and that's in the course of a day. But He is so good. He's been so good to me. And for that, He gave me a snapshot there of that glory to glory. He's changing me and how far that had come that I didn't really think about, but He's made big changes, and He's made huge changes in my life because He started with a drug addict who was days away from suicide. One of the poems that we read tonight talked about standing at the door and knock. Was that yours, Mary, that had that Revelation 3:20? He stands at the door and knocks. And I don't know, Lord, thank you that He knocked on my heart's door, that I answered, and it's just been awesome. So that's kind of a rambling story, but Lord, thank you, Jesus. I just can't say enough. You know, I love Yosemite now. I will always love Yosemite, a place that 5 months ago I said, you can have this place. Now it's going to be a place. That's a place. And those are some big rocks. And wow, these are my rocks. This one's one I wrote the day I got baptized. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done, your word, your spirit, and your beautiful son. Thank you, my Lord, I got something to say. I'm a new creation today. I'm a new creation today. Bury the old man in the river to stay, and I can hear my Savior say, hey, there's a new creation today. When I deserve justice, I receive mercy. When I deserve judgment, I receive grace. Jesus is the reason that I received a pardon. He deserves the glory. He receives all my praise. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul, picking up all the pieces, making me whole. And thank you for casting the old man away. I'm a new creation today. I'm a new creation today. Bury the old man in the river to stay, and I can hear my Savior say, hey, there's a new creation today. When I deserve justice, I receive mercy. When I deserve judgment, I receive grace. Jesus is the reason that I received a pardon. He deserves the glory. He receives all my praise. When I deserve justice, I receive judgment. I deserve judgment. I receive grace. Jesus is the reason I received a pardon. He deserves the glory. He receives all my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Sweet Hour of Prayer. I just wanted to share this with you. It's been on my heart all week. I just want to play this for Karen, because we are the closest to God in our prayers. I'm not a singer, and I'm not a speaker, but I do like to read, and I like to write. So remembering that I'm not a speaker, you can maybe understand this. And this is not a poem that I wrote. This is, I'm a good copier, and this is from the Psalms. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you, for you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand or seek God. They have all turned aside. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations. Your mercy reaches unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. You are my hope, O Lord God. Whom have I in heaven but you? There is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever, forever and ever. Amen and amen.
Chris Tomlin,
he just inspires me with his music and of how great is our God.
And he spoke to me so much.
And so we wanted to share our version of how great is our God with you.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing me, how great is our God! Oh, see how great! How great is our God! And age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. Sing with us. How great is our God! Sing me, how great is our God! Oh, see how great! How great is our God! How great is our God! Sing me, how great!
He's the God.
Oh, see how great, how great, how great is our God. God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God!
Is our God.
How great is our God!
He's our God.
Oh, see how great!
How great!
How great is our God! How great is our God!
Sing
me how great,
how great
is our God.
He's our God.
Oh, see how great,
how great.